equipment.
Maternus maintenance.
Is Michael there?
I'm sorry, no, he's not.
Okay, maybe you can point me in the right direction. Is there happen to be like an office manager or CFO or controller or someone along those lines?
In regards to what?
Well, my name is Hashem and I'm calling from Cardiff, and I was just calling regarding some financing that was done with PNC Bank about a year back, and following up on a couple offers that we had mailed out to Michael. I had him here as my point of contact for the finances of the company. Is he the only one that would be able to handle something like that, or is there like a CFO also?
Well, he's retiring and his son-in-law is taking over.
Okay, so, I see.
So are you just trying to get our business for a financial loan?
Correct.
Okay. Let me take down your number.
Sure, definitely.
And that is?
It's 858-252-1499.
Okay, so you work for PNC, or you're just trying to...
No. Okay. I work with Bank of Cardiff, and we had sent out an offer to the business. You guys are still at 131 North Park, correct?
Nope.
Oh, you're not? Okay.
Nope.
And that's probably why you didn't receive it.
Right.
Okay.
But let me just ask him if he wants to talk to you, and then I can give you a call back.
Yeah, sure. That's not a problem. Okay. Do you happen
instead
to know...
Instead of sending over things?
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Do you happen to know, by any chance, when they do the financing for the company?
No, I don't.
Like what time of year or anything like that?
Nope.
No,
I don't
okay.
know that. So,
okay.
I can just give them... And your name again? I'm sorry.
It's okay. My name is Hashem, and that's H-A-S-H-E-M, as in mother at the end.
Okay. Let me give him your information, and then either he will call you or I'll call you and let you know what we decide.
Sure. Do you happen to have an email? I might be able to just shoot it over to you. That way you could just keep it on file.
If you could just wait until I give you a call back, and then we can, before you start sending stuff and everything.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure.
That would be great.
No problem. Will I be hearing from you regardless of whether you are interested or not?
Right, yeah. I would definitely give you a call back to get us off the
off
your list or whatever.
Definitely.
So.
Definitely.
And then
I appreciate that.
If he's interested, then we can at least give you the right information and all that. So
correct.
I just want to talk to him before I give any other information out.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
That's definitely not a problem.
Okay.
Can I ask you one real quick question?
Sure.
Well, the email that I wanted to send out was only like an information about like kind of what we do. I wasn't going to spam you or anything like that, just so that, you know, when you tell him, like you show him like what we are and what we offer and things like that. If that's all right. If not, it's okay. I'll wait for your phone call.
Well, you know, sometimes you do that and then that gets on another list and then we get more information from other people. So I would just prefer if I could just talk to him. Give
sure,
me a call
okay.
back, and before
right.
we start doing all this stuff, because I know there. Sometimes when we do that, I get a lot of emails, and it's like, you know, how did you get our name? And then it's like,
right.
oh, we got it through this, but it wasn't really with that, and
yeah.
blah blah blah. And I just, you know, I just don't want to start something that if
no,
I can
no,
stop
I
it before it starts.
Right. No, I completely
then,
understand.
And then waste your time and my time just looking at the emails. So
right,
if that's, you know, okay with you, I'm fine with that. I'll
yeah.
You know, I'll definitely call you back or whatever and let you know. So
definitely, no, that's not a problem.
Okay.
I actually really appreciate that.
No problem.
First person to ever tell me that.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, it, you know, it just kind of makes more sense instead of you
honestly,
starting everything and then, you know, all
it
of
does,
a sudden
it
it's
makes
like
me feel
somebody
better.
Forgets to do something.
Exactly.
And you're just like going back and forth, you know. I mean,
yeah, you know, because
I'm not trying
I,
to be mean or anything.
No. I completely understand your point of view. I completely understand because I'm sure you get tons of phone calls and things like that. Oh,
you
yeah.
You know, and basically it's recordings and then, you know, all of a sudden then we get emails because for somehow they got the email address and then it's like you
do they usually end up getting like personal emails or do they end up getting like the email for the business usually?
It's for the business, but it's, you know, I mean, basically it's a lot of headaches if you can stop it before it starts. So
right, of course.
I'm just, you know, telling tell him like
no,
it
I don't,
is. I mean, he just, you know, he might say, sure, I'd like his number, or, hey, no, you know, we're not interested.
Not
we got everything we need.
Right.
And I just don't want to give you that, you know, blow you off or just say, hey, you know, forget it if he might be interested. I don't know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, well, if I can just tell you one thing real quick, that if you want to jot it down, since I'm not going to send you anything. For our, like, equipment financing and working capital loans, we do, we have a match or beat policy. So, you know, if you do these kinds of loans for equipment or for capital with other banks, if they had send you out offers and things like that, we are able to match them or even beat them. So we're very competitive with that. Just wanted to throw it out there. Yeah.
Sure. No problem. I'll let them know.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate
your
time.
Sure.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care.